You're listening to Rhema for Today.
I have found that when people get frustrated, people get mad, they go to try to talk with somebody, especially, now let's just say this, let's just say you and somebody else is having, you know, an issue. Usually the person you're going to talk to is someone you know that doesn't like the other person. And you're like, I know why you guys aren't friends anymore, because I've seen it. I've seen firsthand what they can do. You know, all this stuff. And, you know, we a lot of times let a lot of petty stuff ruin a perfectly good relationship. Now, see, relationships are about many things. You know, sometimes relationships is a friendship. Some relationship is about a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend. But the biggest relationship is relationship between you and God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen. Today you'll hear more from Craig Hagen on his teaching series, Don't Be Stupid, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Craig Hagen for today's message.
You know, and that's just the fact of the matter is you're going to have to learn to catch the ball. But if you don't know if you catch the ball, and then so you're over there, you know, I mean, you're doing all kinds of jumps, and you know, you look like the guy in the Matrix, you know, some of these, you know, dodging bullets and stuff like that, and doing all kinds of these acrobatic tricks, and you watch somebody else, and he just catches the ball, and like, oh, now you're out, and they're like, man, that would have been a whole lot easier, you know, than about breaking my back, doing a backflip, trying to dodge this ball. And see, but if the game was called catchball, then you would have never even thought that, you know, you would think, I'll just catch the ball. Who cares about dodging it? You know, but it's not. It's called dodgeball. And, you know, most of the time, you know, we think, well, everyone, you know, you know how to play dodgeball. You don't even need the rules. But if you don't know the rules, then you get, well, who invented this stupid catch rule? I mean, we're supposed to dodge. Who said it's about catching anyway? You know, people get frustrated about rules. Now, speaking of baseball, watch a Major League Baseball game, and at some point in time, you're going to get see an umpire and a coach or a player have a dispute about some rules. Now, something else is most managers and coaches, you know, they haven't figured out if you gripe with the umpire all the time, you're not going to get a call your way. I mean, you know, if you want to gripe with the umpire, you know, for 5 innings before that happens, you need to talk and tell the ump, oh, man, you're doing a great job, ump. Man, well, keep it up. You're doing all, I mean, at least, you know, even if you're faking it, at least act like you're trying to butter them up. So that way, whenever you do argue with the call, you won't feel so bad, you know. You know, so you or say something like this, and yeah, man, 5 innings, you play good, but this last one, you just messed up bad. Anyway, but the fact of the matter is, why is people, because it's I'm just being honest with you, in the day and age we live in, it seems that there's a lot of talk about, you know, well, I'm tired about a Christianity with rules. Because really, we serve a Christianity with no rules. The rules are that Jesus Christ died upon the cross. He purchased our salvation. He lives on the inside of us, and where he leads, we're going to follow. And, you know, if we have Jesus on the inside, if we're walking with him, we're not lying to people, we're not stealing from people, we're not taking their wives, their husbands, their stuff, we're not going to break any rule. So if you're worried about the rules, it's because you're probably having internal issues. But usually I found out, especially back dealing with youth ministry, is that when kids leave, and sometimes, you know, leaving, I mean temporarily, like kids run away from home or whatever, it's usually because they're mad about the rules. And maybe it wasn't the rule that you know, that they knew already. It was the new one where dad said or mom says, you know, whenever you say, well, why can't I just, and the answer was, because I said so. Okay, well, can you give me that rule book of life and find the I said so rule, you know, is that, you know, tell me what chapter and verse the I said so rule comes out. And of course, see, that's why, like I said, you know, most of you know that we race cars. You know, the very last rule in every one of our racing books that I've read from different organizations that is that any other rule that we see fit to make, we're going to make it. That's the I said so rule. You know, because if they see that someone is doing something that's they have a competitive edge over everybody else, I mean, you know, they feel the sport is trying to keep one person from having a competitive edge over somebody else. And so that's the way it is. So it's a little bit different than basketball or football because there's people come up with new things all the time. Now, the point is, like I said, going back to Steve had a couple issues that took place before he decided to leave the house. He was probably frustrated. I'm sure some of his friends said, hey, you know what, Steve? Why don't you take your money and I'll be your best friend and me and you will go out together. Well, how did these other guys? I'm sure that there were many people that went with Steve. He just didn't leave. I bet you everybody who went with Steve was all his age, except for that one guy that had been living in his grandma's basement, you know, and he might have went too because Steve said, you know, it's all expense paid trip to the country next door. You know, I'll give you your own mansion so you don't live with your grandma anymore. Oh, okay, you know. Anyway, but, you know, he's probably, you know, surrounded himself with people that think just like him. I have found that when people get frustrated, people get mad, they go to try to talk with somebody, especially, now let's just say this, let's just say you and somebody else is having, you know, an issue. Usually the person you're going to talk to is someone you know that doesn't like the other person. And you're like, I know why you guys aren't friends anymore because I've seen it. I've seen firsthand what they can do, you know, all this stuff. And, you know, we don't a lot of times let a lot of petty stuff ruin a perfectly good relationship. Now, see, relationships are about many things. You know, sometimes relationships is just a friendship. Some relationships about a husband and wife or a boyfriend and girlfriend. But the biggest relationship is relationship between you and God. And really, if anything comes between that, that's an issue. That's an issue if it comes between it. There is nothing that's too important to come between you and God. And you say, well, and I understand, you know, there's rules and there's also not just rules, there's culture. Things, you know, there's culture and sometimes culture can be changed and sometimes it can't. But I tell you what, if you go against culture, it creates problems as well. And the Apostle Paul talked about that. He says, just because something's lawful doesn't mean you need to do it. Because for you to break culture, people look at you like you're wrong. Even if you're not, maybe technically you're right. But I think by you going against that culture, you're telling the culture, stick it in the face, and you know, I'm going to do what I want to do. Now, see, when you do that, people don't really honor and respect you because you're a rebel. Now, I found out when it comes to especially young people do one of two things. Either they rise up or they rebel. See, they either come together for a cause or they rebel against that cause and go do their own thing or whatever. Now, when people start getting rebellious attitude, it changes everything about you. Now, I'm going to say something, you know, too. Notice that when this man, Steve, when he left the, you know, he just didn't leave his dad's house. It said he left the country. You understand? You know, there's one thing about going to a different place that still, you know, because when he left the country, he left what they called was the promised land. He went to a foreign land. His dad had a lot of land. He didn't have to live in his dad's kingdom. He could have built another kingdom on the backside of the property and built Steve's world. And he could have had his own roller coaster, you know, the Steve drop or something like that, you know, or whatever. Could have had Steve land and all kinds of things like that. So he could have worked in conjunction with his dad to work together. Said, you know what, Dad, I'm going to help us. You know, we're going to, I don't know what his dad did, so let's just say that his dad was a sheep farmer. And so he says, you know, instead of us being a sheep farmer only, we're going to be in sheep farming and amusements. You know, I'm going to build Steve Land over here, and everyone's going to come, and, you know, I'm going to get a pig for my mascot, and everybody wants to be like Pete the Pig and have all kinds of stuff. You know, because every good amusement park always has to have a mascot. You know, you have Mickey Mouse and, you know, all these kind of things. And if you go to Six Flags, they usually use the Looney Tunes characters. Bugs Bunny or whatever. So Steve picked Peek the Pig because, you know, because it's my imaginary world and I'm making it all up as I go along. But the fact of the matter is, Steve then decided to go to the backside of the ground, and you know, because see, if Steve would have actually just went to the backside, he didn't need all his stuff. He said, "Dad, just give me a little bit, you know, and I'm gonna make you proud. I want to work together with you." But he didn't want to work together. He wanted to do his own thing. This is what happens. Now I'm gonna. You know, you can go to heaven without going to church. I want to make sure everyone understands that. But I found out when you get out of church, there comes issues. Now, the Bible says not to forsake assembling ourselves together. But I found out when we come out, get out of church, because whenever we come to church, now, you know, you can even go back to the farm or whatever, you know, there was always family time where the family hung out. And they'll say, "Well, you know what? I'm not going to hang out in family time anymore. I'm only, you know, I'll still see my dad every once in a while. I'll still have a relationship with him." See, you know, that's what, see, church is like family time. It's where the family comes together, you know, like-minded. And, you know, the Bible clearly says, you know, when, you know, back in Acts, you know, it talks about them to come together in one place in one accord. And when they did, the Holy Ghost fell and, you know, had great things, you know, took place. See, good things take place when the family gets together in unity and harmony. Now, you know, we've all been at family time, Christmas time, when there wasn't unity and harmony, and it wasn't the most happiest Christmas in the world. It's no fun to not have unity and harmony, so family time's always good. But I found out when people decide, "Hey, I'm just going to miss family time." Now, you understand, you can miss family time every time, and you can have a personal relationship and you know, keep having a relationship with the Father. But I found out, you know, you might have relationships still, because you're still praying and you're still speaking to God, but you're only getting part of the family.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with our hosts, Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and the rest of the Hagen family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Healing is Ours USB Drive, featuring Kenneth E. Hagen, Kenneth W. Hagen, and Craig Hagen. Next is Lynette Hagen's CD entitled, Do I Really Have to Forgive? Last but not least is Denise Hagen Burns' CD entitled, Living in Continual Peace. All these items for the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagen Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Now, let's join Craig Hagen and Denise Hagen Burns.
And our parents are having a Living Faith Conference in Kinder, Louisiana. That's September 7th through the 9th. It's a Sunday through a Tuesday. It's in the Grand Church. Pastor Paul and Sheila Cavanaugh in Kinder, Louisiana. Awesome church. And if you're anywhere in the Louisiana area, I encourage you to be there. If you want more information, if you go to rhema.org/LFC and find more information about Living Faith Conferences.
Tomorrow, more from Craig Hagen with his teaching, Don't Be Stupid. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagen.